Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Mom? Hey, Mom, I'm home.
I'm out of here, Wally.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Hi.
Hey, is Dad home yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, I just wanted to ask him if I could take a cross-country bus tour with a bunch of guys this summer.
A cross-country bus tour?
Yeah. Yeah, for $130, you guys can get rid of me for 2 whole months.
Wally. We don't want to get rid of you. We like to have you around in the summer.
Gee, Mom, you still have the Beaver here to yell at.
Well, I don't know, Wally. You better talk to your father about it when he gets home. He may be late. He's in a meeting at the mayor's office.
The mayor's office? What's he hanging around the mayor's office for?
Well, they're going to build a youth center in Mayfield. And they asked your father to serve on the committee.
Hey, that's pretty neat. Hey, where's the Beaver?
He said he was going by Gilbert's house on his way home from school.
Oh. Well, yeah, I know Gilbert. He's got a sister in high school that's in love with Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. I don't think he knows it, though. Hey, what's he doing over at Gilbert's, anyway?
He said they had something very important planned.
Oh.
What do you want to do, Beaver?
I don't know. What do you want to do, Gilbert?
I don't know, Beaver. What do you want to do?
I'll do anything you guys want to do.
Who asked you, Richard?
Look, I just said I'll do anything you guys want to do.
Oh. Well, first of all, we got to figure out what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Hey, they're knocking down a building over on Grand Avenue. We could go watch them knock the walls down with that big cannonball on the cable.
Ah, that's kid stuff.
Then how come there's always so many grown-ups over there watching if it's kid stuff?
Because they don't know it's kid stuff.
And you want to walk through Nelson's Bakery?
What good is that?
Well, it smells good in there.
Hey, why don't we go down to the old McMahon house and mess around?
Nah. My dad doesn't want me hanging around that old house. Guy could get hurt.
Oh, I bet you're afraid to go down there because you think it's haunted.
I do not. There's no such thing as ghosts. And anyway, they don't come out in the afternoon.
Oh, come on, Beaver. Let's go over to the old place anyway. There was a bunch of big guys over there yesterday and they were throwing rocks at it.
No, I'm going home. I don't think I want to do anything today anyways.
What'd you come over here for?
That's what I've been wondering. I'll see you guys.
Still want to go, Gilbert?
Sure. Hey, how come there's no McMahons living in the old McMahon house?
Oh, my father said some of them croaked, and the rest of them went to California.
You know something? If there were such thing as ghosts, this is where they'd be, all right.
Yeah. Hey, let's go on and climb up the stairs.
The sign says no trespassing.
Oh, that doesn't mean anything. Heck, there's been guys trespassing around here for about as long as I can remember.
Well, I don't know if we should go in. Boy, look at all those busted windows.
Hey, yeah, look at that one. It's almost unbusted. Well, I bet I could really bust it.
I bet you can't.
Oh, yeah, hold it.
I told you you couldn't.
Well, yeah, well, what's this? Policeman!
Hey, you kids! Hey, you boys! Come back here! Come back here!
Gee, mister, I didn't do anything.
Didn't do anything? Look at that, son. 9 windows.
But I wasn't here long enough to break 9 windows. I only broke one.
That's bad enough.
Well,
I thought it was okay because all the others were broken.
I suppose if you saw eight boys steal eight bicycles, you'd think it was all right to steal a bicycle.
Gee, mister, I never stole a bike in my whole life.
Well, gosh, officer, you're not going to arrest me, are you?
My mother's sick and everything.
No, but I want you to give me your name and address.
Do I have to?
Unless you want to come with me, son.
Well, my name is... Theodore Cleaver. And I live at 211 Pine Avenue.
Cleaver, is that E-R or O-R?
I think it's E-R.
All right, Theodore. You go on home now.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Cleaver, did you hear the good news about your father?
Gee, no, Mom. Somebody give him a whole big hunk of money?
Well, I think what your mother means is that I've been put on a committee to help build a new youth center.
What's a youth center?
Well, that's a big building where they get all the kids together so they can watch them.
Sounds very ambitious. They're going to have a swimming pool, tennis courts, basketball, game rooms, television, ping pong, everything.
Well, I think both of you boys should be very proud of your father being selected for the committee.
Gee, Mom, we were proud of Dad even when he wasn't anything.
Thank you very much, Beaver.
I'll get it.
Paul? Mr. Cleaver? Well, I think he's eating his dinner. Well, just a minute. I'll see whether you're bothering him or not. Dad! Hey, Dad!
Yes, Wally.
There's a man on the phone who'd like to talk to you if he's not disturbing you.
Who is it, son?
Gee, I don't know. Excuse me. My father would like to know who you are. Oh, yes, sir. It's a Lieutenant Barnes.
Barnes? Oh, he's one of the men I met at the lunch today. Hello? Yeah, well, it was very good meeting you today, Lieutenant. Yeah, sure, I'm going to be home tonight. Well, around 8 o'clock? Fine, look forward to seeing you. Goodbye.
Hey, Dad, that Lieutenant Barnes, is he some kind of guy you used to know in the Army?
Oh, he's a police lieutenant. I met him at the luncheon today. He wants to bring another officer by tonight to talk to me.
Gee, what about?
Well, they're from the juvenile department. I imagine they want to discuss the youth center.
Mr. Cleaver says we can drop by his house about 8 o'clock tonight. I'd like to talk to him personally about his boy.
I didn't know he was a friend of yours, Lieutenant.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I met him at the meeting this afternoon. Seems like a very fine citizen.
Well, that's the way it goes. They're the ones who always have the worst kids.
Breaking one window isn't too serious. It will be a little embarrassing for me.
We're both serving on this youth committee, and now I have to tell him that his boy's in a little trouble.
I thought you finished the dishes.
Oh, I have. I thought maybe your friends would like some coffee when they got here.
Oh, that was very nice of you, dear. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, this Barnes is a real top-notch man. It's a pleasure working on the committee with him.
Did you tell Fred Rutherford about your appointment from the mayor?
Yeah, I mentioned it casually at lunch today.
Did it upset him?
Yeah, I think it did. You didn't order any dessert.
You know, honey, you're serving on this committee. You may find you have a flair for politics.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe one of these days I'll wind up in City Hall posing with Eskimos.
Boy, Wally, I never thought there'd be a real policeman calling a dad right here in our own house.
Not only that, Mom's even making coffee for him.
Boy, wait till I tell Harry at school about this. The best thing that ever happened to him was when the weeds in the vacant lot next door caught fire and he got to take Coke to the firemen.
You know, that Lieutenant Barnes, when you talk to him on the phone, he even sounds like a real policeman.
How do you know?
Well, look, Beaver, I've seen enough television to know what a real policeman sounds like.
Wally, policemen get here to see Dad.
You think it'd be all right if I went down in the living room and looked at it?
I wouldn't do that, Beav. Dad probably wouldn't say anything in front of him, but he'd really yell at you after they left. Hey, there's two guys getting out of a car. He must be the policeman.
Gee, they came in a plain, ordinary car.
Sure. If they came in a real police car, everybody in the neighborhood would think we were crooks or something.
Yeah, but it still would have been neater, though, if they came in a real police car.
Well, Lieutenant Barnes, good to see you.
Good evening, Mr. Cleaver. I'd like you to meet Officer Medford.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Very good. No, you come on in.
Thank you.
Sit down.
Thank you.
Well, we certainly had a fine meeting today.
Yes. It was very gratifying, Mr. Cleaver.
My wife is making a little coffee. She'll be in with it in a minute.
Well, I guess we'd better get right down to the subject. Mr. Cleaver, I want you to know first that Medford and I want to cooperate with you as much as we can.
Well, I'm sure the committee appreciates that.
Well, it's not the committee as much as it's you personally.
Oh, you mean you're not here to discuss the youth center?
No, as a matter of fact, it's about your boy.
My boy?
Yes, Mr. Cleaver. At 4:15 this afternoon, Theodore Cleaver, a juvenile, was trespassing on some property at 456 Grant Avenue, where he was apprehended breaking windows.
Beaver was breaking windows?
Yes. Officer Medford here drove up and caught him throwing rocks with another boy who managed to run off.
Mrs. Cleaver, this is Lieutenant Barnes and Officer Medford.
How do you do?
Hello. How do you do? Please be seated.
Thank you.
You have some coffee?
No, thank you, Mrs. Cleaver.
No, thanks.
Ward?
Oh, no, thanks.
Aren't you having a meeting?
I'm afraid not. These gentlemen are here to talk about Beaver.
Beaver?
Yeah, it seems he was breaking some windows in a house over on Grant Avenue today.
For goodness sakes.
Oh, it's not too serious, Mrs. Cleaver, but we would like to talk to him and get the name of the other boy.
Well, I'll get him down here right away.
Beaver? Beaver, come down here, will you?
Well, be right down, Dad.
Boy, isn't that needed, Dad? He must have found some excuse so I can go down there and meet the policeman.
Yeah. He probably figured you'd get a big kick out of it.
Yeah.
He's never done anything like this before.
Well, I'm sure it's just one of those things that kids do on the spur of the moment.
Hi, Dad.
Beaver, this is Lieutenant Barnes and Officer Medford.
Glad to meet you.
They want to talk to you, Beaver.
Lieutenant, I'm afraid this isn't the boy.
Not the boy?
No, the boy I talked to was smaller, quite a bit thinner, and had quite a few freckles.
Is there something wrong, Dad?
I don't know. There seems to be some mistake.
Well, I'm very sorry, but the boy gave his name as Theodore Cleaver and gave this address.
What's going on? Did I win something?
Theodore, a couple of boys were breaking windows over in an old house on Grant Avenue this afternoon, and one of them gave your name to Officer Medford here.
Boy, oh boy, which guy did that?
That's what we'd like to find out, Theodore.
Do you have any ideas, son?
Well, what, Beaver?
Well, gee, Mom, I know a whole lot of guys. Well, I mean, there's a whole lot of guys in my school, and some of them are even girls.
Well, suppose you tell us who you think it might have been.
Well, gee, I wouldn't want to do that, because it might be the wrong guy. You might go over to his house and make a big thing, and his father might start hitting him, and I'd feel like a creep.
Well, Peter, if you do find out who it was, we'd appreciate it if you'd let us know.
You run along upstairs now, son.
Well, yes, sir. It was very nice meeting you, policeman.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Cleaver. Mrs. Cleaver. We hate to frighten these youngsters unnecessarily, so instead of taking the boys down to the precinct on a thing like this, our officers usually take their names and make an informal call on the parents.
This is the first time we've ever had a mix-up like this.
Well, there's no reason to let the coffee go to waste.
You mean some other kid gave the policeman your name?
That's what he did, all right.
Boy, I didn't think any of your friends could think that fast.
Don't go making jokes, huh, Wally? I could have gotten in a whole mess of trouble.
You know what? It's pretty frightening to have a couple of policemen come in and say they're looking for your son.
I'll say it is. I know it was a mistake, and I'm still a little shaky.
Well, officers at least seem to try to handle these things in an understanding manner.
Yeah, it was a lot different when I was a boy. Then if you got caught doing something wrong, all they had to do was say, if I catch you doing that again, I'm going to tell your father.
That seems to have lost its effectiveness.
Well, I think television had something to do with that.
You know, I think maybe Beaver knows who it was who gave his name to the policeman.
Well, then why wouldn't he come right out and say who it was?
Well, you know how boys are. Especially when they're Beaver's age. They're so deathly afraid of being considered a squealer, they bend over backwards in the other direction.
Well, even when someone does something as bad as this? Well, I think that's a ridiculous attitude to take.
Sure, we know it is, but how do you convince the boy it is?
Well, I think you just better find a way.
Yeah, I guess I had. But you know, it's bad enough to be put on the spot when your own son does something. Why should I be put on the spot when someone else's son does something?
I think it was Richard that gave your name, huh?
Yeah. For a while, I thought it was Gilbert. Now it seems more like Richard.
Well, why do you think it was one of them?
Well, they were talking about going over the old house and throwing rocks.
Well, what makes you so sure that it was Richard?
Well, I've been thinking about it, and if Gilbert got caught by the police, he wouldn't give the wrong name. He'd just keep crying until they let him go.
Hey, you gonna beat Richard up in school tomorrow?
I don't know. All depends on what he says. Like if he says, "Hi, Beav, I'm sorry I did it," then I might not do anything. But if he says, "Hi, Beav, what's new?" then I'm going to beat him up.
Hey, fellas.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Hi, Dad.
Say, Beaver, first of all, I just want to tell you how glad I am that you're not the boy those officers were looking for.
Boy, Dad, you couldn't be any gladder than I am.
Well, now, the important thing is to find out who it was who actually did break the windows. And I think you have a pretty good idea who it was.
Oh, he's got a pretty good idea, all right.
Well, Beaver, who was it?
Gee, Dad, I don't want to be a squealer.
Well, I realize that, son, but this is a little different case here. You see, by giving your name, this boy put you in jeopardy.
Huh?
Well, what Dad means is that that it's not squealing if you rat on a rat.
Yeah. Well, I guess this isn't real squealing.
What do you mean by real squealing?
Like last month, when Miss Landers asked who got sick in the cloakroom and nobody rat on Angela Valentine.
Yes, I think you could put this in a different category, all right. Look, Beaver, if I saw a man rob a bank, it would be my duty to give his description to the police.
Yeah, sure, Dad. But you don't have to go to school with a bank robber every day. Gee, I sit right next to Richard.
What was Richard Rickover, huh?
Look, Beaver, there's no use stalling now. You already spilled the beans.
Well, it's not a question of spilling anything, Wally. It was the only thing to do under the circumstances. If Richard had been allowed to get away with this time, no telling what he might have done next time.
Sure, Beaver. I had this in my civics book. In a democracy, everybody's got to work for the common good. And it's a citizen's duty to stop guys from stealing and croaking other guys and junk like that.
Well, if it's in your civics book, I guess I don't feel too bad about it. Dad, are you going to call the police and tell them it was Richard?
No, I'm going to call Richard's father and let him handle it.
Yeah, I guess that's better than having everybody jump on him at once.
All right, Beaver. And remember now, no trouble with Richard at school tomorrow. This matter's out of your hands now.
Yes, sir. me something. Now that Dad is gone, did I really do the right thing squealing on Richard?
Well, sure you did. You can't let a guy get away with junk like that. Anyway, you practically got the whole United States Constitution backing up your squealing.
How'd you make out?
It was Richard Rickover.
Oh, did Beaver come right out and tell you?
No, he sort of let it slip out. But I think he was kind of glad he did.
Ward, why is it always so difficult to get children to tell on others?
Well, don't forget, a kid will do anything to stay out of trouble, even if he has to start a fight to do it. Well, I guess the only thing left for me to do is to call Richard's father and tell him his son is a sneaky little rat.
Well, you're not going to say that, are you?
No, I think I'll put myself in Mr. Rickover's place and choose my words accordingly.
Ward, dear, do you think all parents have this much trouble?
Or just parents with children.
Hey, Beaver. Hi, Richard. Hey, listen, Beaver. I'm sorry I gave your name to that policeman.
Yeah, well, that was a pretty ratty trick.
Yeah, I know. But that was the first time I was even that close to a policeman. He was looking at me, and he had me by the arm. And I thought he was going to throw me in jail. Next thing I knew, I was saying I was you.
See, Richard. Well, even though the policeman would have thrown you in jail, still would have been you.
Yeah, I know. But I wouldn't have been so scared if everybody thought I was Theodore Cleaver.
Well, it was still a pretty dirty trick.
Yeah, I know. Hey, listen. This isn't going to stop us from being friends, is it?
No, I guess not. Did you tell him that Gilbert was the other guy throwing rocks with you?
Yeah, but I didn't want to. Except my father told me it was the right thing to do.
Yeah, my father told me it was the right thing to do to tell on you. I guess most of the time when fathers are telling you stuff, they're telling you the right stuff.
Yeah, but sometimes it would sound more like the right thing if they didn't yell it at you.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you want to do?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
I don't know. I'll do anything you want to do.
Frequent Andy Griffith director Alan Rafkin wasn't surprised that Ron Howard grew up to direct films. He recalls asking the 6-year-old Ronnie what he'd like to do when he grew up. The answer? Be a director. Stay tuned now for Opie and the Carnival, coming up next in TV Land.